Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. How are you doing? I don't know where you are in the world, but here in Ontario, Canada, we are back in lockdown. And I know for many of my people, a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, a lot of my clients, this has been really hard news. So just taking a moment here to see how are you doing? How are we feeling? I know for me, myself personally, it's been tough, man. This like last lockdown with COVID, with all the new cases, everything rising, my partner losing his job again, it's just been a harder time. And I definitely, you know, saw my own mental health taking a little bit of a toll and starting to see just the impact of, you know, being in isolation for the last year. It's been tough. So this to say that I'm so grateful for this podcast, and I'm really grateful that I get to connect with so many of you on a weekly basis. And it's so weird because I'm sitting here right now looking at my computer, just talking with you, and I can just imagine us going on a walk or maybe cooking or doing all the things and just connecting. So I want to take this time to say thank you for listening to this, and that I hope you are well, and I hope that you are taking care of yourself. Today we have a solo episode with myself, Marie-Pierre, and today we are going to talk about summer bodies and body discomfort. As the weather is slowly getting nicer here in North America, we have been bombarded with diet culture again. Once more, diet culture shows up to let us know that our bodies are not good and should be changing, and that we need to get into our summer bodies. Actually, the last thing that I've seen is, if you don't have a summer body now, you're too late. Summer bodies are made in winter, and like, ugh, all the shameful stuff. So today I thought we could talk about it, talk about summer bodies. And I'm hoping that this could be a podcast that when you're having a bad day, when you're, you know, having body discomfort, you can come back to. Whether it's summer or not, body discomfort happens, you know, especially when we live in this society. I often say that, you know, even if we were on an island and diet culture did not exist, the healing process with food in our body would take time, right? And it would take effort, and it would be difficult because there's a lot of unlearning for us to do. And doing this work in diet culture just adds this level of complexity, right? It just makes it harder to always be bombarded by these messages. So I'm hoping that this would be a podcast that can support you. And if this podcast does support you and you've been enjoying it, I will invite you to share this podcast with a friend and review the podcast if you can. I know on Apple Podcasts, you're able to rate and leave a review. It helps the podcast reach more people, which ultimately will help spread the anti-diet message. Anyways, on that note, let's get started with this episode. So let's start off with just the concept of summer bodies and what that entails. So when we are hearing these messages about summer bodies, it's a body that needs to be exposed and that needs to look a certain way to be appealing, you know, according to society standards. So I want us to break that down. You've probably heard this, but I want you to focus on this thought. You already have a summer body. Your body does not need to change to be adequate. Your body here and now is good. And these thoughts are hard sometimes to really embody, to really allow them to sink in, right? Because for so long, we've been told that our body are inadequate and we should always achieve more or look for more, thrive for more. Whereas what we know is our bodies are just our bodies, and they are here, and they are okay, and they are enough. And regardless of the season, your body does not need to change, right? So really letting go of the idea that our body needs to be different. Now, an application that can look different, right? Because you can be like, okay, I know my body doesn't need to change, but now summertime, like the clothing is different. I can't hide my body anymore, right? And often when we feel discomfort in our body, we hide, we disconnect. It feels uncomfortable. We don't want to feel uncomfortable. We don't like discomfort, right? As humans, it's not our thing. It's not our jam. We don't like to feel uncomfortable. So it's okay that what we try to do is avoid the discomfort. Previously in diet culture, if you are still in diet culture and really emerge into dieting, what you may have done is, you know, try to diet or restrict, being like, my body feels so uncomfortable right now. What I need to do is get on the new diet, download a counting calorie app, go check out dieting programs or fitness programs, right? This is a way to avoid the discomfort. It's a band-aid, right? It tells us, or what it does is that it just gives us the sense of a relief for a period of time, right? Because we know that diets don't last. So for a period of time, though, we do feel like I'm doing something, I'm working towards this, I'm alleviating the discomfort. But we're not really alleviating it, right? We're just pushing it aside to try to focus on something else or starting to blame our body or change our body. Now, the other alternative to this is that we disconnect, right? When we are outside of diet culture, if we haven't learned to tolerate the discomfort, we disconnect, which in summertime makes it really hard, right? Because if you're wearing clothes that is lighter, maybe you're wearing shorts or a tank top or dress or bathing suits or whatever you wear, chances are there's a little bit less material, right? Because it's hot. It gets real hot. And what that happens is that it forces us to connect. So if you have been disconnecting from your body for a while, and now you're put into a situation where you are forced to connect with it, the discomfort gets really, really high. And when the discomfort gets high, it's normal, because of the society that we live in, that we start blaming our body. My body feels uncomfortable because my body's not good, because my body needs to be different, right? Because it's not thin enough, it's not fit enough. Where the truth is that, you know, maybe we haven't connected to our body in a while, and we have a lot of internalized shit from diet culture. Sorry, my language. Right? So it's just the unpacking of where that discomfort comes from. Right? So the first step is the acknowledgement of my body here and now is summer ready. Right? I don't need to change my body. My body here and now is good. But then it's dealing with that discomfort of, okay, and when I start connecting with my body again, how is that going to look for me? And how can I make that experience a little bit more pleasant? So a few things that we can do. The first thing is just the acknowledgement of the discomfort. And something that I love is the power of and, which tells us that we can hold space for more than one truth. So this means that we can feel uncomfortable in our body. So I feel uncomfortable in my body, and I know that my body here and now is good, right? So feeling discomfort does not mean that our body's not good. We're allowing ourselves to hold truth for both things to coexist. However I feel about my body, I know that my body is safe, or I know that my body is good, or I know that my worth is outside of my body, or I know that my body is summer ready and I can wear whatever I choose because clothing is not reserved for thinner bodies. Right? So using the power of and to acknowledge how am I feeling about my body and what else is true, right? Then we want to slowly start reconnecting with our body. And this I would invite you to really check in, because if you have been disconnected to your body for a while, this may create a lot of emotions for you. So this is a place where you may need external help. Right? You may not be ready to tackle body connection by yourself. And that's okay. It's okay. It just means that we may need to build up a support system for you. You know, whether that is a therapist, a psychologist, whether that is an anti-diet registered dietitian, to be able to support you through this work. Because we do know that body connection can create a lot of emotions, especially when we haven't been connecting to our body for a long time, or we've been blaming our body for a long time, right? So just being aware of that, of if you're starting to engage in body connection and you're like, oh my goodness, it's like there's too much coming up, that it's okay to take a step back from that. But if you are ready to build, to work on body connections, what we want to do is to start connecting before we are forced to connect in the summertime. So body connection looks like any time that we can be mindful of our body, right, and connect with it. So it could look like, you know, putting lotion on your body when you come out of the shower and really being mindful of the different areas of your body that you're putting lotion on, right? It can look like standing in the mirror and just noticing yourself and being mindful of it, right? It can be washing your body in the shower. And again, the mindfulness piece and the connection to it. We want to be very intentional when we are acting in body connection times, right? And even like cuddling your own body or caressing your body. We want to be very mindful, meaning the intention right now is to reconnect with my body. We want to be able to notice the thoughts that will come up, right? Because chances are a lot of thoughts would come up, especially when we're not used to it. And our goal is not to shut it down or to block it, but just to acknowledge the thoughts that are coming up. How are we talking to ourselves, right? I always love to do the exercise with my program participants where we'll ask these questions of like, okay, so is this a true thought? Is this a fact? Is this beneficial for me to think this way? And who benefits then from me thinking this way, right? Often these thoughts that we have about ourselves that are very shameful do not benefit us, right? In some way they can, like when we think of shame and why we feel shame and where that emotion comes from, like when it comes to that sense of like we want to belong, so we kind of shame ourselves into it. But big picture, it's never really helpful, right? We can understand it and notice that like it's not really helpful to shame yourself into things. It's not a motivation that lasts very long. P.S. Go check out the last episode on motivation. We talk a lot about shame as a motivator versus internal values as a motivator. But once we can like, you know, see the thought without judgment, maybe question it and just allowing the thoughts to be there. When we finish any type of body connection exercise, what we would want to do is finish it on a positive note or a neutral note, right? Whether the experience was positive or negative, we want to be able to end this the exposure with a positive or affirmation. So it could be, again, it's the power of end, like my body feels uncomfortable right now and I know it's good. Or it could be a gratitude towards your body of like, and I'm so thankful for my body's ability to breathe. Or I'm so thankful for my hair, or I'm so thankful for my body's ability to heal. There's so many things to be grateful for when we think of our bodies. So this is always a great way to reconnect. So reconnection can be really, really powerful in terms of making sure that when the summer comes and when we are wearing different clothes, that we are not feeling as hypersensitive to it. Because we are used to this body of ours, right? We know our body and we connected to our body. We also want to make sure that we are not putting ourselves on hold this summer, that we are allowing ourselves to wear the things and do the things that we want to do, despite maybe how we feel about our body, that we are really working towards the idea that we can do whatever we want. Right? And nothing is reserved for thinner bodies, that you and your current body are allowed to wear whatever clothes you want and do the things that you want. And baby step with exposure, we can get through this, right? And again, this is a place where, and even through this podcast, as I talk about these things, like it may bring up a lot of emotion. Like when we think of our body image, when we think of our connecting to ourselves, it's hard. It's not an easy thing. So just know that if all these things sound really hard and not accessible to you right now, that that is okay. That in itself is a really great insight to maybe tell you that, oh, maybe this is an area where I need more support. And that is really okay. It's okay to need more support, right? And to find a tribe, find a place where we belong, where we are able to heal. Because this, my friend, is not an easy journey, right? And even when once you have a better relationship to food and body, like diet culture sneaks up on us with all these like summer body BS. So we just want to make sure that we are still staying connected to ourselves. Another thing that we can do in order to start preparing for the summer and really building up that connection is starting to immerse yourself in body diversity. So what I mean by that is start curating our social media, our feed, the people that we see, to start seeing people in all body sizes and allowing yourself to see that diversity, right? And immerse yourself in this world, because what that helps us to do is that there is not one body size that is adequate, right? Unlike what we've been told by society and the thin ideal of like, we should all be the same size. This is simply not true, right? Body diversity is real. The same way that there is height diversity. We don't expect everybody to be 5'5", right? We don't. So the same thing happens with our weight. Like we all come in different weight, shape, sizes, color, ability, all the things. We're all different. But allowing ourselves to see that, allowing ourselves to really see and expose ourselves to different body types is extremely helpful, right? For our brain to start gathering these evidences of like, oh, wait, there's not just this one thing. There's not just this one ideal of beauty. There is so much more than that. Another thing that we can do with the closing piece of when we start changing our clothing is really... I'll work this through in two parts. The first part is wearing clothes that fit our current body. This is important. We are no longer trying to fit our body into clothes that no longer fit us. And if the clothes from last year does not fit you anymore, that is okay. There is no shame in having gained weight. I'm going to repeat that. There is no shame in your body gaining weight, right? It is normal. Our body changes. It is okay. And what we want to do is make sure that your body here and now is taken care of, that we are able to wear clothes that fit your body here and now and clothes that is comfortable. It is not your body's job to fit into clothes, right? Clothes are meant to fit you. So if clothes don't fit, we donate, we give away. Right. And we are able to, and we can look through, you know, if like the finances is a thing, like looking through different thrift shops and places that you can buy clothes, right? To make sure that we have things that fit your body properly. And then we also want to make sure that the clothes that we choose are comfortable, right? We want to make sure that we're not wearing things that are maybe like overly tight where we just feel really uncomfortable. I know for myself, and I don't know if it's because of the pandemic and always wearing like very like loose clothes for a really long time, I don't tolerate very tight clothes as well anymore. Like wearing bras is hard, man. Or just wearing like tight clothes, like our body, like all the sensory nerves in our body when you're wearing tight clothes, like they are firing. So if we're already having discomfort and you're wearing something really tight, we just become really hyper aware of it. So making sure that we wear clothes that are comfortable and that make us feel good, right? We're working with our body and not against it. We're really wanting to embrace that body of ours and really focusing on the feeling of clothes and not the looking of clothes, right? So I hope these tips help into working on that summer body piece with clothing and the piece with body connection. Body discomfort is hard. It's really hard to feel uncomfortable in our body. And our goal through time, or my goal, and if you choose that as well, would be to start tolerating those times where we feel uncomfortable and not feeling like we need to fix our body, because our body is not a problem to be fixed, right? So my friend, I hope this was helpful for you. Please let me know how this resonated with you. And if you are ready to, you know, have a good summer and feel good in your body and work on that relationship to food and to your body, if what I said to you resonated and you're like, yes, I need more support and I want to have that relationship with food, with my body, I want to live inwards, right? I want it to come from within. Like, stop living based on external cues and like, what will other people think? And all of these things that we're told. I'm going to link in the bio the link application for the next group program. So we will be launching at the end of May, so over a month from now. But you can apply now so we can connect and make sure this is the right thing for you and get an early bird pricing as well. So if this is something that you are ready to do, apply for the group program. Within the group program, we work really hard on your relationship to food and to your body, right? So the Balance Program is a 6-month online program that's really designed with you in mind to make sure that we are working all through these core pillars of our beliefs, our mind, food, and our body to make sure that you can live freely, right? And that's what I want for everybody who goes through the program, is just having that freedom around food and around body, feeling that there is a place where they belong and a group that they can connect with, where it's just such a great place and a safe place to be able to heal together. So if that's something that interests you, go check out the application form to see if it's a right fit for you. On that note, my friend, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy the sun, and I hope that you are doing well. I will catch you in the next episode.